first of all, thanks for agreeing to speak to me today. Can you give me a bit of your background? If you can give me your name and address and date of birth to start off with.
Ooh, Yvonne Bradley, 16/7/49.
And where were you born?
I was born in 94 Teletake, Burryport.
And what was your father's job occupation?
Well, he was invalided at a young age. He had a bad accident, so he didn't work much.
Where did he have
Tin Works he was working.
Oh, right. In Llanelli?
In Llanelli. Where else did he work? He worked somewhere else. But when he had the accident, he couldn't work after.
Yeah. Did your mother work at all then?
No. They didn't go to work in them days, did they?
No, they didn't.
You know, when you had five children, you had to stay home and look after them.
So you were one of five?
One of five.
Right, so where did you fit into it?
I was the middle one, I was the boss.
All right. And where did you go to school?
I went to school in Burryport Primary first, and then I went to Glanmore.
And how old were you when you left school?
I was 14 when I left school. I had to, because my father wasn't working. Because you were that age, you could leave school and work because your parents weren't working.
Yeah.
So I left at 14. I went to work in Lakeville Laundry because nobody else would take me. I worked there for a year. Then I went to a shop for a couple of years. And then I started in Morris Motors in 1967. And there I worked until I finished, more or less. I've done part-time, full-time. But that
was when you said that nobody else would take you, was it because of your age?
Because of your age, yes, they wouldn't take you. I tried the optical, told me I was too young. So I tried Morris Motors, told me that I was too young.
At what age did they take people then?
16, they used to take them in the factory.
Right.
15 if you had special, you know, needs, like, well, I could have gone there at 15.
Yeah, so when you left school, did you know you would get work in the laundry?
No.
You just left?
Just left. I had to leave and look for work.
Yeah. So did you feel under pressure to leave? You know, would you have liked to have stayed longer then?
No, not really. No, I was glad to get out of there. I wasn't a school buff.
You did enjoy it?
No. It was a bit of, leave me alone in school.
Didn't you like the schoolwork?
I did like the work. I did like the teachers. Loved the pupils. Because I was the boss.
So how did you manage to get a job in the laundry then?
Well, I went there to ask for a job. They asked me my age. Well, I couldn't work in the factory part of it. I had to go in there. Where they take the clothes in. And when they fetched the clothes in, they told me these clothes are from a butcher shop. And they weren't. They were from the morgue. Oh, little bits of flesh and them. Oh, I cried my eyes out, broke my heart. And one fella that I worked with in Morris Motors, he was on the vans.
Yeah.
Peter. Oh, I'll never forget it. I was crying to this fella. Oh, and he was handsome. But he had a squeaky little voice. So I told him I don't like getting there. So what they done, they put me on the door. Well, I was on the front desk then for a while because I couldn't go into the factory until you were 16. Because you used to work machinery in there.
So what was the money like then if you're only 14? Were you earning much less than...
£1 something a day.
Yeah.
That's all I was having. I went to a shop to work then and I was having £3 a week.
Oh, so it was double then?
Yeah, I was having double in the shop.
Yeah.
And I only got in there because my mother knew the woman. She was a family friend, so I got in there because of that. Then when I went to the factory, I started on £3 something an hour, but you were on piecework.
So did you wait until you got to 16 then, before trying?
Trying,
job?
Yeah.
So you decided to try for Morris Motors,
yeah.
Why did you choose that factory?
Well, my sister had worked there, a lot of my family worked there, you know, and I had my uncle really got me in there, so...
Did you have to have an interview or something?
Yeah, you had to have interviews. But I think that was only a formality then.
All right. So what did they ask you? Can you remember?
No, nothing much. Asked you if you could do certain things with your hands. And that was all. That was it. It wasn't very... But the old woman there, she was a bitch.
Oh, was she?
Oh. Mm. Joyce Davis.
A supervisor?
Oh, she was a bitch.
supervisor?
No, she was the human resource officer, as they call them now, innit?
Yeah.
You always get those, don't you?
Oh, she was a right bit.
So in what way would you say she was a bitch? You know, how...
She wasn't very nice to people. You know,
she took you on, though.
Yes, yes, oh, I think she had to. But there was another one with her. She was only getting up there when I was there, mate, but she was trying to show her authority. I can't remember the one that was with her. There was a bloke with her, but he was quite nice, but she was a right sergeant major, you know.
I've heard a few girls saying that, you know, they've worked for a woman then and they've had quite a hard time and then they've...
I'd rather work for men.
Yeah.
And I'd rather work with men.
Yeah. What's that with you? Then?
It's not that they'd help you, because men wouldn't help you, you were doing the work with them, you know, but yeah. They were afraid, and especially me, I was a bit of a character in work. Oh, Katrina, come in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll go back a minute, right, to when you were about to leave school, and you mentioned before we started recording that you would have liked to have been a hairdresser.
Yes, oh, I'd loved. I used to do hair when I was a youngster.
Right.
You know, my people around me used to say, well, can you do my hair? Because I used to do my own hair. I used to do my sister's hair. So I'd used to make a couple of bob doing people's hair, or they'd give me, you know, a pack of cigarettes or something, or smoking then.
Yeah.
And I used to do the hair for them.
Yeah. So wasn't it an option then for you to do hairdressing?
Well, I couldn't afford to. Because, I mean, you had to go to college, well, I had to bring money home.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't have much of a choice.
Yeah. So going to tech or something wasn't a possibility?
It wasn't a possibility, no.
So how did you feel about that?
I was a bit upset over that, mine. I'd like to have done it.
So when did you realise that wasn't going to happen? When you were in school?
When I was in school, yes. Well, I thought, well, I won't be able to go to college because you had to go to college.
Yeah.
Or go to somebody that would train you up. And that time there wasn't that many people to take you on anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so we didn't have a choice.
Yeah. So what did you think you were going to end up doing then? You didn't know, or...?
No, not really. Factories, because there's all it was and the money was there.
Yeah.
You know.
But you knew about the money. Had you heard that the money was good? Because the factory money
yes,
was good.
Yes, it was good compared to anywhere else.
Yeah.
To shop work or anything like that, it was good.
Yeah.
And you had holidays, like I never had a holiday in the shop. And I worked in the shop, they used to have Tuesday afternoon off and that was it. Because I worked 7 days a week in the shop.
Yeah, the hours were long in shop.
I used to wash the floors in the shop.
Oh.
On the Sunday, I'd go in on the Sunday, she'd make me dinner. And I'd have to sit in the shop eating my dinner on my own. Because it was a bakery it was, see?
Oh, right. Where was that then?
In Burryport.
Oh, right. But your mother got you that job, did she?
Yes, my mother used to shop there and she was a friend of hers. Because
yeah.
I think my mother worked for her mother previous, you know?
Yeah. So you didn't have company there really then?
No.
You had nobody your own age?
Me and the old lady.
Because when you're young, you don't want that.
No, you don't, no.
No. Right, to go back to when you started in Morris Motors then. You knew somebody working then, so that you got your interview.
Yes,
and you got
yes, my uncle got me in there.
So you were 16 when you started
yes,
there?
Yes, well, 17.
17?
Yes.
And can you remember your first day?
Yes. Frightened to death. I was frightened to death.
But you knew people who were working there?
Yes, but there was so many different departments, because you had the welding, you had the soldering, you had the car eaters. So you didn't know where you were going to go.
Yeah.
So when I first started there, I had to go to a school. But instead of sending me to the school, they gave me one of the foremen. And he said, I'll train you up. So he trained me up.
Doing
as
what?
A welder.
All right.
Gas welder at that time.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, you're good at it, you know, get on the job.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a choice, I just had to get on the job. So I didn't
but
have
did that mean you were earning more straight away?
Yes, you could earn piece work then.
Yeah.
You know, the more you done, the more piece work you were getting.
Yeah.
So it was a good thing. Then after a couple of days, I met my future husband there.
Gosh, that was quick.
It was quick. But it was so comical because the fella I fancied, I was talking to this girl, Susan. And I said, oh, he's a nice looking boy over there. Oh, she said, I'll see him after now. Don't know, I said to her. Next thing she came back. And this other chap came over. And he said, well, was it going all right? Fancy a date, you know, do you want to go out tonight? So I said to Susan, this other chap's got, that's the one you fancied. No, oh. I said the wrong one. Well, in any case, that's why I went out with him. And I stick with him ever since.
Yeah. Gosh, Fushy. You didn't fancy having another look around?
Yes, I did have a little look around, yes. Well, we both did because we didn't stick together for a, like we started going out and then we split up.
Yeah, you were young though, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, but we went back and...
Yeah. Did a lot of people meet their partners
yeah,
there?
Yeah, lots
then?
Of them. Well, most of us did, but most of us got married there.
Yeah.
It was a very, well, you thought you didn't know, you were going socialising with them.
Yeah.
Because you had the club, you used to go to the club, yeah. Which was in the canteen at the time. So you used to go to the dance there.
Oh.
So, you know, you were with the workmates all the time.
Yeah. Did you used to go to the club when you were 17 then?
Yes.
Yeah, you could go.
You could go then.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to drink, but you could go there.
Yeah, but you must have had a drink.
Yes, of course you did.
Yeah.
My mother will tell you that.
So what exactly was the work with the, that you were doing? You were, what were you welding?
Silencers I was welding.
Right.
And different you
said,
cars.
You said it was piecework. So
piecework. So whatever you did, say we were getting halfpenny per silencer.
Yeah.
So how many we could do. We'd work it out then and we'd had a little book and we used to work out how much we'd have.
So there were targets there?
Oh yes. No, it wasn't really a target. Well, you could say that. You could say there was a target because you had to do so much before you hit your... piecework level. Say you'd have to do 20 and then your piecework started.
So how did you feel about, once you got going with the work, did you feel happy there? Because you'd had a few jobs previously and
yeah,
well, they'd been hard work.
Oh yes.
Yeah. But working in the factory was hard
it
work.
It was hard work. But we had some fun. We did have fun and you used to get your breaks, you know. Something
you
I wasn't used
breaks?
To having.
Oh, you didn't get breaks in the
oh,
shop?
Oh no. You used to get, you know, well, I'd work all day. If the shop was full, I'd be there all day.
Yeah.
I used to get the bread down in the morning.
Yeah.
Then I'd serve in the shop all day, then clean up before I went home. Clean the fridges out. It was hard work. Because
yeah.
It was only me and the old lady there.
Yeah.
And a daughter would come and work now and again.
But for you, I mean, when you went to work in the factory, was the company something that you enjoyed then?
Yes. Some of them were bullies, I mean.
There?
You had a few bullies, like everywhere, I suppose, but...
Did you get bullied, you think?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No. They couldn't get it, nor the boys couldn't with me. Because I think what it was, I'd grown up with boys as well. I grew up with two boys younger than me.
Yeah.
And I looked after them.
Yeah.
So I think it was... I was the boss. I was the boss of the girls, although they were older.
Yeah.
So I think I've always been the one that was...
When you talk about bullying, though, were they older women bullying younger girls, or what was it?
No, it wasn't really bullying, it was trying to show their authority, you know, show that they were better than you, like, you know?
Yeah.
And like my mother always taught me, there's nobody better than you and there's nobody above you.
Yeah.
You're all equal.
But that's a good thing to teach your daughter.
Oh, yes, because my mother was a Sunday school teacher at one time.
Yeah.
And she's always had, if you see my mother, she was a very... proper lady, you know?
Yeah.
My father was totally different. That's where I come from. Because my father was a character.
Yeah. So when you're talking about these girls who wanted to be top dog then, is it?
Yes.
They couldn't get to you, but did you see examples of them being able to get
yes,
to
yes,
other?
And I'd soon sort them out. If I'd seen it happening...
But
I'd be on to them.
What type of thing would you see happening?
Or like telling them that they couldn't do certain things, or say there was a job. Now, we can't go on that job. That's my job. And I used to tell them it's nobody's job if it's there for the taking. If there was overtime and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's
just
power, though,
thing.
Isn't it?
It's just power.
Yeah.
And I used to tell them, you know, you can't do that to them. Because I've always been very unionised.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm a very militant person like that. I don't like somebody being rode on. So I'd be the one to tell them. I was always in the office. I was always there. If something went wrong, some of my friends will tell you I used to go to the office for them. Because they were afraid to talk.
You wouldn't go to a shop steward? You'd go to the
Well, office. I did in the end.
Yeah.
But that was... They'd asked me for years and I wouldn't do it. And I'm sorry now. What it was, I'm not very good at writing. I've got spelling is...
Talking is your...
Talking is my...
Forte,
yes. Yeah. But putting it down on paper, no way. Because I can't even write a letter. Today I've got to ask my sister-in-law to write a letter for me because I'm useless.
Well, everybody's different, aren't they?
Because I used to send... My brother lives in Australia. Well, I had two brothers living out there.
Yeah.
And it's a comical because they both say, well, write us letters, you know.
Yeah.
So I'd write the letters. Then I'd phone my brother and I'd say, I've got my letter. Oh, it hasn't come back from the decipherers yet, he'd say. Ooh.
Cheek.
Because I used to write as I'd speak.
Yeah.
All in one line.
Yeah. That's fair enough, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
do you think that went against you in Morris Motor?
Yes, yeah. Because I could have been a foreman.
Yeah.
I was asked to become a forewoman there.
Yeah.
I done it at one point. Like, one of the girls was off and they asked me if I'd take over. You know, no, I said I'm not doing it. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll show somebody else the jobs because, I mean, I knew most of the jobs there at that time. I said, I'll show them the jobs, but she'll have to do the writing. Oh, all right then, so I done that for a while.
But doesn't that mean you could have earned more money?
I could have.
But that must have been frustrating.
It was. That used to get to me sometimes. I used to think, why didn't I stay in school and learn then?
Yeah, but some people just don't like school for whatever reason, isn't it?
No. Well, it was like...
Did you find school difficult? Did you find the work difficult in school?
Yes, but nobody took notice of you.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you a little story now. My father had glasses, like bottle bottoms. So he'd had these glasses for years and my father couldn't read or write. So we took him to the opticians. We had money, so I thought, take him now, I'll see what... And they told us he's not... it wasn't his eyesight in the beginning, they don't think. He was illiterate.
Oh.
And they hadn't picked it up.
Gosh,
because he was saying he couldn't do something. Oh, get glasses, put him... So in the end, he landed up with glasses like that, so he could hardly see.
Yeah.
He was partially blind. You know, so...
That's terrible,
because people didn't take notice of you. No. Didn't take notice of me in school.
Yeah.
You know, if I wouldn't do nothing, I'd have to go outside and sit.
Yeah. It's different, that mind.
Oh, yes. I learnt more coming out of school than I learnt in school. And my son.
It wasn't dyslexia, was it? Or
well,
it just...
I think it was because...
Yeah, because they didn't diagnose that back then.
When I used to write lists, I used to add letters. Because, you know, I had to do bills in the shop.
Yeah.
I had to, so if I put lads down now, yeah. I'd add an E.
Yeah.
At the end, I used to do stupid things like that. Not really knowing I was doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and stupid things it used to be. And I could see it after if somebody showed me.
Yeah.
But at the time, I thought I'd done it right. So, type of dyslexia, I suppose.
Yeah. But if you've been going to school now, you'd have had help, see?
Well, you would have.
Because the thing is about people, a lot of people who are dyslexic, they've got very good skills in other areas.
Yeah, they have.
So where do you think your strengths were when you were working now in Morris Motors? Because you could obviously do the work.
I could do the work. I could pick up on most jobs.
Yeah.
They put me on a job. I could do it within a couple of minutes where somebody else would take a... Not bragging.
Yeah.
But I used to see things, you know?
Yeah.
Because I've had a few... I've got one in there now where I made money. Because I put an idea. I used to have good ideas.
Oh, right.
Because if I'd see something now, like... Say they're using, for instance, a plug per year now, and they had to take this plug away to do it, and it would cost them a fortune, because they'd have to stop the job. Well, I told them, why don't you put it on pipes, air pipes, because they were air things, get a spare one, and then get two, what you got, so that you can put this one on. explained to them what to do. Next thing they came back, I had £40, I think, for it. Big deal. Saved them millions.
Yeah.
And that's what they'd done. And that's how it worked for years after.
Yeah.
The same as one of the doors. The doors were jamming on one of the... Oh, what do you call them? Presses.
Yeah.
You couldn't get them fixed. They wouldn't do it for love no money. So what I had an idea, put a band on it. Because it wouldn't come back.
Yeah.
So what I done, I was putting bands on them.
Yeah.
Tying them to the other end, so when the gate would open, the elastic would pull it back. So that was another one of my ideas.
Yeah.
You know,
they
I was quick to pick up.
They did acknowledge.
Yeah, but you didn't get nothing for it, mate.
No.
You know, very poor.
Yeah.
Some would there, some... But like I'm saying, I couldn't write it on paper.
Yeah.
So Matthew...
Did not people nick in your ideas, did
yes,
you?
Yes, you did. Because if you said something to somebody, they'd put it in and they'd get money for it.
Did that happen?
Well, not to me, but to one of the other boys, because I had told him what to do.
Yeah.
I wasn't putting the idea in myself, but he did.
Yeah.
And he went and told somebody else.
Oh.
And they'd done the... Oh, I thought... But it's all about not being able to put it down on paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because word of mouth, there's no good. You tell a foreman, they'd go and tell somebody else. Because that's what they used to do. The engineer would come and that was their idea, according to them.
Yeah.
So it was really maddening.
Were they quite willing to accept your ideas, though? Because, you know, you're a woman and stuff. They didn't think, oh, does she think she is?
Think she is, yeah. In the beginning, mine, they did. But like I'm saying, I'm a bossy bitch. And I am. So if they didn't listen to me, I'd make them listen. You know, I'd really lay into them.
Yeah. But did they take it? Did they accept it then?
They had to then. Yeah. Or I'd have them by the short and curlies. And that was literal.
So when you went to work there, was there anyone else from your family working there?
Yes, my cousins were working there. My uncles, and my sister had just finished, she hadn't long finished there.
Yeah. So where did she go to then?
She went back to the optical.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I think that's where she went. Or did she go to a shop? Or did she finish? Oh, I think she finished to have the baby.
Oh, right.
Finished to have the baby, she did.
Because they had to finish, didn't
you
they?
You had to finish, I had to finish.
Yeah.
Because I lost a lot of service through it.
Yeah. That's not fair, though.
It wasn't fair then, and I think it was two or three years later they brought it in that you could come back to work.
Oh, right.
Because yeah. I had my boy in 1971.
Yeah.
Well, I had to finish then. Well, I went back a year later and I had to go back on part-time.
Yeah.
Well, I worked part-time for 5 years. And then they used to lay you off in between, you know, we don't need you today. And
did they just lay the part-timers off then?
Or? Yeah, it's just the part-timers at that time.
Right.
So then it came, I was made full-time, then they made us redundant again then. Because we were the last in then.
Oh.
But of course this, I'd worked longer than Gaynor in the long run. Yeah. But I had to finish because
it was broken service.
Broken
then,
service.
Yeah.
So it was maddening in that way.
Yeah.
Although I didn't mind because I had my lovely boy.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of it, so it didn't worry me.
I know, but it's unfair, isn't
unfair,
it?
Unfair, very unfair.
Yeah, because you do suffer financially,
yes,
then, don't you?
Because there was one girl, she had a baby, and the father wouldn't say he was the father.
Yeah.
But they kept her on because she didn't, which was, you know, good for her, but it wasn't very nice for us.
No.
Because we had fathers to our children.
Yeah.
You know, but we still had to have the money.
Yeah.
She did have, but she wasn't, they weren't showing, you know? She kept her job. She was there 40 odd years later. You know, it was really maddening.
Yeah, because if you've got a rule, it's got to apply
to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Cruel.
What, we're talking about, you know, working in the laundry and then in the shop and then in the factory. What did other people think? What were attitudes towards people working in Morris Motors, do you think?
Oh, we were, weren't very nice people because we used to swear in the factory. Well, if you didn't swear, you weren't part of the factory. And that was everyday thing. If you were in the factory and you'd say somebody told you on, you go F off, you know?
Yeah.
It was a current thing because when I went home once and Collins said something in the house and my mother said, don't bring that language home, yeah? Because they never swore.
No.
I would have told your father.
Is that something you learned there then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we didn't hear it.
Yeah.
But once you went to the factory, you heard it all the time.
Yeah. And you know how to use it.
Is it? Yeah. I was comical with it, like they used to say, you can get away with it. Nobody else, because I used to say it in such a comical way, I suppose, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I used to say it, but the others couldn't get away with it. If my sisters had come home and said that, they'd have been holy hell.
But do you think some people were jealous then about, you know, girls who worked in Morris Motors, because, you know, you're on good money then,
would
you?
Yes, we're on tidy money.
Do you think other people were jealous?
They could have been. Although, saying that, we didn't know many people outside the factory because it was all us were working in the factory. All my friends were working there at this time.
So when you socialised then, you socialised with them,
with the workers.
Yeah.
You know.
And
because,
you
I mean, we were, I think we were 2,000 girls working there at that time. You know, it was a lot of, because there was more girls than men there.
Yeah.
Very few men were there.
Why is that then?
I think it was because it was, I think women were better than men. Not being thing, but men, I think they were afraid of the men to bring them into the factory. Although it was heavy work, mine, some of it was, but I think they were afraid of the men at that time. They started employing more men then, and but it went downhill after the men came there.
Do you think so?
I think so. Because men were more militant than women as well, weren't they?
Yeah.
You know, men wouldn't accept some of the conditions we were working in.
Yeah.
So.
The work was heavy though, wasn't
it? It was heavy work.
I've heard a few people say it was
heavy. Yes. Yeah. It was quite heavy, and especially when I went on the seats.
Yeah.
I was lifting 40-pound seats. You know, and throwing them around as if they were nothing. I'm suffering today for it now.
How are you suffering?
Then,
how do you think you're suffering?
Well, I've got arthritis.
Oh, right.
And I'd had no end of accidents, you know, that I'd never claimed for a start. I'd had some bangs that you think, oh, but today you can feel them.
Yeah.
You know, I think, oh, I don't. And I think, oh, I must have had that when I was working. Because
yeah.
You used to put things, turn things, and you'd hit your leg. Or you'd hit your arm and, you know.
This was when you were on the seats,
on the seats, mostly. A lot of the things were done on the seats.
Can you describe that work for me, when you were on the seats?
When I was on the seats, well, we'd do a complete seat from start to finish. As you can imagine, now we used to do the frame. Or depends now what job you were on, you'd do the frame. Come from the press shop, you'd have all, like, posts then. You join all these up together, then you put them into a frame. Weld them all then, every side. Sometimes they could be up to 15, 20 welds on a seat. But if you were on the final weld, then you'd do all this. And then you'd chuck it out, then it would go to another person, then they'd put the springs on,
yeah.
You know, and then put the mattresses on them. And you were chucking them around like this.
Yeah.
And you were doing 40, 50 in an hour,
yeah.
You know. It was a lot.
Yeah. So were there men working on that line?
Well, we did have a few. Yes, they started bringing men in on that line. But it was mostly women.
Yeah.
Mostly women.
How did you used to get to work? Was there a bus or
bus
something?
Bus we used to have when I first started there. We used to have a bus, and if I missed it, I'd get the manager to take me in. Because he lived in Burryport.
Oh, right. Well, that's handy.
So I used to run up to the top road. And he used to tell me, and he was very Irish, he was. Mr. Boss again, I can't take his accent up. Miss Phillips used to go to me. And I'd say, oh no, I said, used to tell him a pack of lies, isn't it? Oh, come on, jump in, he used to tell me. And I used to go into the factory, and this is out of the word of a lie. I used to go down because they were all telling me I was carrying on with them. And I was only a kid. And I went down to the shop floor, and I tell the four women, oh, I come in with Mr. Reed. Oh, clock me in then for up at 7 or 7 o'clock, was it, whatever time we were starting. But plus this was 8 o'clock when he went in, didn't it? Oh.
Given special treat.
Yes, but I was cheeky then.
Yeah.
You know, I've always had that way with me.
You weren't shy then, Yvonne?
I wasn't shy, no, I don't think I was shy.
Do you think that helped then working in the factory?
I did think it helped.
So you would start at 8, is it, or 7:30? What was the
official? 7 o'clock we started at 1:10, then it went to 7:30.
That's early, isn't it?
It was early.
And when you're talking about the bus, is that a works bus works or a service bus?
Service bus, but the works used to, you know, not sanction them, what do you call it?
Subsidise them.
Yes.
So did you have fun on the bus?
Oh, yes, we did. Oh, and I'll never forget one day coming... getting onto the bus, and this fella, he's dead now, but bugger, he got died in an accident. Scoob a neck, do you know him? Well, he said to me, you're coming home with me, drag me on the bus. I thought it was our bus. Trimsara and I landed up. Because the buses used to go everywhere, see, there'd be a line of them.
Did he know that?
Yes. But he was wicked, you know, and he was handsome, but I'd have gone anywhere with him.
The boyfriend didn't know that.
Yeah, no, he didn't know that, no. I think I'd finished with him at that time. No, but it was good fun. We used to have some good banter.
Yeah. Was there much gossip going on there? Because you were a community, weren't you?
Oh, yes. Everybody knew everybody else's business.
Did you mind that? Though some people don't like that, do they?
I didn't mind it, because, I mean, I had nothing to hide.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody's got anything to hide, don't say nothing.
Yeah.
But I'm not one to, like I say, I wear everything on my sleeve.
Yeah. There weren't many secrets in there.
No. Not many. Because what used to go on there was quite harrowing. You used to see some things, oof.
What, somebody going off with somebody else?
Yes, carrying on, and people getting pregnant and putting them down the toilet. And
never.
Oh, yes, it was a bit...
Oh, gosh, that is harrowing, isn't it?
Oh, yes, you used to see it all going on.
Yeah, gosh.
Oh, yeah, that was their business, like I say, it was none of mine.
Yeah.
They wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Where were most of the girls from then? Which areas do you reckon they were?
Oh, they were Burryport. There was a lot from Burryport. Trimsaren. Pontyberem. Pontyets. We had some from Gosainen. Oh, they were from various areas. Ammanford.
Yeah.
You know, they were quite a vast area.
Was it noisy there?
Oh, it was very noisy. Very noisy. You had to shout. That's why I think Gaynor shouts today. Because it was, if you didn't shout, nobody'd hear you anyway.
Yeah. But could you talk, or were you too busy anyway?
Oh, no, you talk, but you had to shout to talk.
Yeah.
You know, that's why most people have got claims in today.
Yeah. But are they successful, though? Because it's difficult to prove, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I had a job to prove mine. I had it. I'm talking now, 10 years ago I put in my claim, and they're all doing it now.
All right.
But I had to put it in 10 years ago because I thought I had some damage and grommet, something wrong with the... Well, it wasn't just through noise inhalation. But I'd been with the union for a while, and they told me then that it was operable. So I thought, well, I'll go and have an op on it, innocent enough. So when I went to the general, they told me no. You've got a damaged nerve due to noise inhalation. There's nothing we can do about it.
So how does that affect you today?
Oh, well, I get terrible tinnitus.
Oh, dear.
And I can't talk to anybody without seeing their face. Yeah. I've got to look at somebody. If you talk to me now and I'm turning away, I can't really hear you. I can hear you, but I wouldn't be able to make out exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. So are you lip reading?
I lip read a lot, especially when we go out in a gang.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going out and we're on a big table,
yeah.
I'm there and I'm like this if they're talking to me and it's, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It's embarrassing as well. But like I'm saying, I had my claim 10 years ago. Perhaps I'd have more today if I had it today.
Yeah. Oh, it's done now.
Though, it's done it? Now, yes. There's nothing I can do about it. Yeah. Spend the money on it.
Did girls lip read while they were working?
Then? Yes, yeah.
Because I've heard somebody else say yes. That. Yes, well,
you had to watch them. You know, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to understand what they were saying. Because you imagine the banging was going on there. Because you'd have somebody plugging by the side of you, opening the things for you to weld. silencers ready for you to weld and things. So the
noise.
Did
you have anything over your ears?
No, we never had nothing then. There was no. Never even existed, I don't think, then.
Yeah. What were you wearing then? Did you have a uniform?
Green overall, down to here.
Lovely.
We swam then, you know. We had aprons on to stop the well from burning you, gauntlets. When we went gas welding, we had a visor on our faces, you know, one of these goggles we had, like a thing up here. Else we have on spats on your feet. Oh, they did give you that equipment, mine, but you had to buy your gloves.
Oh, did you? That's cheeky, isn't
it? But they were giving you the money back, when they're saying you had to buy them. But you were getting it back in your pay.
Yeah.
Say you were paying a penny for them, you'd get it back in your pay then. Because I think they thought people were wasting them.
Yeah.
So I think it was a way of controlling it then.
Yeah.
Which was good, I suppose.
Yeah. Do you think the work was dangerous at all then?
Yes. You didn't think it at the time, but it was. Because one of the girls burnt her hair off. Because we had a few explosions then with the gas, because it was bottle at the time, but then they put it on mains.
Yeah.
So that it was flowing to everybody. Well, what happened, I suppose it was a new thing, and it blew back. Somebody went to light a lamp, and they must have had an air pocket in there. Blew back to this other girl, because I had and I was carrying my boy at the time.
Yeah.
Well, they had to jump over the conveyors to get me, because I was in the middle, I hadn't even heard it. So they jumped over the conveyors to get me. By the time they got this one's hair, it all gone.
Oh.
I shouldn't laugh, I know.
No.
But she loved it bloody hair. I think she had a load of lacquer on it.
Oh, probably, yeah.
So, of course.
Yeah, it's flammable.
Yeah. Isn't it? She must have gone to weld at the time, see? And psh. So they said, had her. Oh, lovely.
Did she get any compo, do you think?
I don't know. She must have.
Yeah.
I didn't claim anything, mine. But,
I suppose you didn't think to claim for those days, did you?
Well, I did claim for my arm, though. Because I cut my arm in a conveyor, so I had to claim for that, £100.
Oh, gosh.
But that was a lot of money in them days.
So what happened to your arm?
I got it caught in the conveyor.
Yeah.
And we complained about this conveyor for a long time. We used to put the other silencers on after you welded them. And we used to have a thing on for the spares if the conveyor wouldn't take them, if you were doing too many. We had a conveyor, like a stand on the conveyor. Well, we'd ask them to weld them on. Oh, no, we can't do that, we can't do that. Well, what had happened, where the silencers are on this thing, this stand, my arm had gone under now to put a silencer on because I was chucking them on the conveyor.
Yeah.
And the other one's silencer had gone and jammed underneath. Brought it over and come down on my arm. So my arm was being dragged down now. With this thing and the conveyor, nobody could stop it. So by the time they came, I passed out anyway.
Yeah. Did it break?
No. They couldn't get over how it hadn't broke.
Yeah.
I was black and blue, mine.
Yeah.
But they couldn't understand how it didn't break. Strong. Tough old bird.
Do they take safety seriously then? 'Cause I know.
No, not really then. Because when they went to carry me out, it was so comical. They had... Lucky I didn't see it. They had a stretcher. And they went to get the stretcher off the wall, put me on it, went to pick it up. The stretcher pad was still on the floor. They had the handles. It had rotted. That's how safety conscious they were. They weren't even checking the equipment. So the two boys that picked me up, I think both of them are dead now, love them. And one was on the union. And they were arguing which side they were going to pick up. Who's going to have my legs and who's going to have my tits? And there was a big argument between them. So I think by the time I got come round, they were still arguing. It was so funny.
Which union was it in the factory?
Transport in general. Well, when I first started there, we used to pay it down in the toilets because they didn't recognise the union.
Never.
No, it came
so
in then.
So what year would that be now?
1967.
Oh, they didn't recognise
it. They didn't recognise it.
That's
just
quite
after
late,
that. Isn't it? Yeah. But it had to be a closed shop then.
Yeah.
everybody had to be in it. So I think there's a bit of conflict at that time.
Yeah.
So they done it then, and I think it was 1967 or 68.
So who was there was a shop steward taking the money in the toilet?
Taking the money in the toilet. I'm not sure whether it was a 5 pence or and I could have fetched a union card, I'm sure I'd go in there. Or a penny.
Yeah.
Could have been a penny.
But what did the managers say then? They must have known that...
Yes, they knew what it, but they're not going to say anything. No. You know, they wouldn't say anything. Well, there wasn't that much management there then.
Oh, wasn't there?
No, you only had one big manager. Then you had four men. You had one superintendent that was over the factory, not like today. You know, so you didn't have that many managers there.
And then were there charge hands or something as well? Then?
Yes, four men.
Oh, they were the four men.
Men we called them, four men.
Were they men and women?
Yes, they were men and women. We had two women over us, or three, there was Rachel Meyer. Oh, I can't remember the other one's name.
Doesn't matter.
No.
So there were chances for girls to go on to be...
Oh, yes, for women, because I was asked to become one.
Yeah.
Like I say, if I'd have... The paperwork it was with me, if I could have done the paperwork,
yeah.
I'd have been a boss there by now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Yeah. Because I'd have liked to have done something, it was just that...
Did you find the work monotonous then?
No. Not really, because I had fun doing it, you know.
Yeah.
I used to take pride in my work. And the quicker I could go and do it perfect, the better I felt.
Yeah, and you could earn more money.
And I could earn more money.
Yeah.
Until they stopped the piecework.
Oh, right. Were there some girls who couldn't do the work? Because, you know, like you say, you obviously got really high practical skills,
yeah.
You? But some people are hopeless. I'd be hopeless.
Yes, so we did have some, mine, and we... Like, I trained them.
Yeah.
I was terrible. I shouldn't have, I suppose. But if I seen somebody slacking, I'd go and help them, or if I could see them couldn't do it. Because I trained a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I trained my mother-in-law for one.
Oh, did you?
Because she used to gas weld. My mother-in-law worked there before me.
Yeah.
Well, I trained her because the gas welding was finishing. So I trained her to see her two welds. I trained Barry's auntie. I trained loads of people there.
Did you get extra money then for that?
Well, yes. When I put in for it, I used to forget to put in for it. Because I was having so much fun doing it.
Yeah.
I used to work as well and train them.
Yeah. Oh, they were getting their money's worth.
Oh, they had their money's worth out of me.
Yeah.
If I never had another thing, you know, they've had good 40 years out of me then.
Yeah. Do you know, we were talking about management earlier, right? And you were saying there were very few managers there at the beginning.
Yeah.
Is that something that grew then?
Yes, it did.
Oh, right. Why is that then?
I don't know, I think we had one big manager, then I think there was one for each of the sections, but then you had a manager, you had his understudy, which was, what they call them, I forget what they call them now.
Like an under-manager
yes,
or something.
Yes, yeah, under-managers, then you had, but when I finished up there, you had team leaders and line leaders and line feeders and...
Do you think that was unnecessary?
I think it's really stupid. The idea of that was Japanese.
Oh,
they wanted them to do, like, work.
Yeah.
Take over when somebody was going off the line and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's what they should have been doing.
Yeah.
But they weren't. They took it too serious.
Yeah.
You know, when they were doing all the sitting back and letting you do everything. But if you'd go and tell them, look, I've got to go, we'll go then. Oh. No, we'll carry on.
Yeah.
Really. So I think it was unnecessary.
Because they get paid a lot as well for not contributing that much. Oh.
I'm treating them well.
Don't they? You know,
yes.
It's a big wage to pay.
Oh, it was. It's
if
stupid.
If you're not actually producing
anything. And I think they're still doing it today.
Oh, right.
Because if it works in Japan, it doesn't work here.
No.
Sorry.
Different culture, different people, isn't it? So were there skilled jobs there and unskilled jobs? So were there different degrees of skill needed for different jobs there?
Well, you could have done your training. I could have gone on to do special skills in welding. But I didn't want to. I was quite happy doing what I was doing.
Why is that then?
But at the end of the day, we were all doing the same job anyway.
Yeah.
And they didn't. I don't think they recognised it there. But you could have gone somewhere else to do if you'd done... not make welding, which was the other one. Coded welding. You know, some of the boys could have gone on to do that.
Yeah.
And saying that, some of the boys came there with coded welding and doing ordinary jobs.
Right.
So I don't think it made any difference.
No. But you could still make good money, couldn't
yes.
you? Yeah. There were apprentices there, were there?
Yes, there were apprentices there for tool setting, electricians, fitters. Yes, there were quite a few
and
apprentices.
And they were always boys, were they? Young boys?
No, we had some girls. We had girls electricians there and all, yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yes, we had a few.
Yeah. But that's not something that would have appealed to you if
circumstances
had been different.
No.
No.
No, I was quite happy doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
Because I went on to do different jobs then after the welding finished. I went on to soldering.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoyed soldering.
Which job did you enjoy the best then? Out of all the jobs?
Out of all the jobs.
Did there?
Well, I'd say it was the welding. I enjoyed welding because I was good at it, you know?
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it when I'd done it.
So how did the men and the women get on then, do you think?
Oh, pretty good. Because I think half of them were married to one another anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they were quite...
A lot of them had met there.
Their partners there.
Yeah, yeah. So when I saw you in Pontyberyn before, you were talking about an initiation ceremony you had.
Yes, yes.
Can you tell me about that?
And I was married then, man. So my husband knew what I was doing. He knows what I'm like. So if the boys would come in now, new boys, they'd say, you've got to go and see Yvonne by then now. What for? You've got initiation prayers. So the boys would come up to me and I'd tell them, bend over. What for? What for? Bend over, and I just go, ooh. I give them a little tickle. You're all right, boy. You can go. They'd be going out of there with red faces. I'd be done today. You know, but I'd play, play. I never touched them, I. It was only a little tease.
Yeah.
It was never, I'd never put my hands on their little woolies. What people thought I was doing, mine.
Yeah.
Because I had one chap, he was a big rugby player. And he was scared stiff of me, he'd run round the factory rather than stand by me.
You didn't chase after him, did you?
No. I did sometimes, yeah. But we had some fun.
Yeah.
It was good fun, wasn't it?
Were there lots of different things like that? You know, were there like initiation ceremonies for any of the girls? Or, you know, if somebody was getting married, was there
Yes. You'd have armour in if you were getting married. They'd put you in a pallet, put all stuff over you. They'd cover you with flour, eggs, curry powder, jam, put condoms on you. Oh, yes, yeah.
Was this for the girls or for the boys now?
For both. It was for both. And sometimes they put a ball and chain on the men.
Oh,
and then they, yeah, balls and chains on the men, weren't they?
Yeah.
Always did have some fun there.
Can you remember how much you were paid when you started there?
I'm sure it was £3. Around the £3 mark when you first started, but like I'm saying, you were having piecework.
Yeah.
Once you had done your 6 weeks. You had 6 weeks training, as they called it, but then once you'd done that, then you had your piecework. But like I'm saying, you had to do so much before you could claim your piecework.
Yeah. And can you remember if you had pay rises regularly then?
Well, we were putting in for them every year. If we didn't, we'd go out on strike. Yeah, we were...
Were like there many strikes?
Yes.
Yeah. What were they about, usually?
If it was too hot there, because you wouldn't work in the heat, and they wouldn't give you nothing, because they used to give you salt tablets at one time. And if they didn't give you anything, they'd walk out.
So everything would be on stop then?
Everything would be on stop, if it was too cold.
So who would call you out? The shop steward?
No, just more or less the... either the boys or whatever, but you'd go and see the shop steward, you'd tell him your point of view, and he'd say, well, we'll have to go, you know, we'll have to see about it.
Yeah.
So we'd all walk out, get the management down to see you, talk about it if they didn't like it, well, we'll see you tomorrow. And that's how it was.
Do you think you had the power then?
We did, we had the power.
Yeah.
It was the workers had the say in them days, not like today.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it, the youngsters have let go.
Yeah.
Because the youngsters are too afraid to lose their jobs. Which is fair enough. There's no jobs to go to today, is there?
No.
But I feel sorry for them because they let in the work rule them. But we didn't. We ruled the work. And we worked hard for it, so they were gaining as well as us.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good.
So how would you, when you first started there, you were very young, how did you spend your money? Did you give some at home or did
You had to give some money at
home.
You
didn't give your pay packet to your mother though, because some girls I know give the whole pay packet
pocket
money.
No, I never done that and I never will. I wouldn't do it to my own man and I wouldn't do it to anybody. No, I used to tell him what you had and I'd give her so much a week. Well, I had to keep so much back for bus fare.
Yeah.
And if I spent my bus fare, like I told you, I had to walk very often. So that was my lookout. I'd never ask my mother for a penny. I wouldn't ask her for any money back. Because she'd tell me where to go, I think. But if I didn't have my own bus fare, it was my fault and I'd have to be penalised. I'd get to work somewhere, mine. But it was them in a lift.
But your social life at the time was around the factory, more or less.
Yes.
Yeah. So what type of events did they have on, or what?
Well, we'd go on trips.
Yeah.
They'd organise trips. They're one of the girls, would organise a trip, and we'd go out to Gosaina or anywhere like that, Swansea.
So the girls themselves would organise.
Organise the trip. Oh yes, the works wouldn't do it for you.
Oh, they wouldn't.
Oh God, no.
They must have organised a Christmas party or something for you, didn't
they? No, you used to do it yourself.
All right.
We used to take booze into work, we'd hide it all year.
Yeah.
And then we'd have a party then on the last day. The four men would try and stop it, mine, but by the end of it, they joined in. We were having a party at 9 o'clock in the morning. Oh, we used to have some fun. We did. Pardon me, we worked hard and played hard.
Yeah. Were there any perks for working in the factory?
Yes, you'd get your silencers cheaper. You know, you could have things cheaper.
Yeah.
Get your cars cheaper.
Did you buy
Trouble
a car?
Is, we couldn't afford it.
Oh.
No. They say, you know, a new Atal was £300 and something. You know, that would be a heck of a lot for us to spend then.
Yeah.
So we couldn't afford it. But I mean, it would be cheaper than buying it in the garage. Like, I can't know, I'd say about 25% cheaper,
yes.
Something like that. But
no,
still, you couldn't afford it.
No.
You know, if I couldn't afford bus fare, I'm damn sure I couldn't afford a car.
But why couldn't you afford bus fare then? Were you spending all your money?
I spent my money on something else.
Like what, clothes?
Stockings. Buy stockings. I thought you were it, buying stockings, because you couldn't afford them. You'd have your mothers after that.
Yeah.
You know, so... But having things like that, you know, no. Cigarettes then, when I was smoking.
Did a lot of the girls smoke?
Yes, most of them. Most of the girls smoked in them days. I'm the only
city. But what if you were gasping for a cigarette then, you couldn't just leave where you were working, could
you? Oh, you just smoke on the job.
Oh, right.
Yes, you could smoke on the job then, you'd have a cigarette for that.
You're lucky you didn't go up with that girl's head.
Yeah,
then.
No, yeah. Oh, no, we used to smoke on the factory then, there was nothing.
And they didn't mind that?
No.
Well, I suppose it was benefiting them, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, it's never been an issue because, I mean, the foreman would walk around with a fag in his mouth.
Yeah.
It's never been an issue in work until there's... Smoking came in.
Yeah. Do you think that they were, that the bosses were fair? Do you think they were good employers?
Some of them were. I don't think. I liked Reed. Like I say, I liked one of the bosses. He was lovely, but... and I was cheeky to them as well, man. I wouldn't let them get away with anything.
Yeah. But I think you're better off if you're cheap, aren't you? If you're a bit...
Nervous of them,
nervous,
yes.
They take advantage, perhaps. Yeah.
No, I got on good to them.
Yeah. So we were talking about disputes earlier and problems and stuff. It was normally about the temperature, or was it about other things
as
well?
Oh, no, about the working conditions. You know, you'd find out then that another company doing the same job as you were getting double your wages. And you'd find this out because it's something would come in a pallet. You'd read it, oh, look at this, same job. And then we'd watch...
What type of thing would come in a pallet? From the same company?
Same company, because we were working for companies that were in...
Was it Oxford? Longbridge, and was the other one Oxford? Yeah.
And we'd get pallets for them, and it would show somebody'd put his payslip in there. You know, we'd find out how much they were earning.
Oh, right.
And the same company.
Yeah.
So that's why we used to go up on strike then.
Yeah.
Then they used to try and tell us the cost of living was more up there. But it wasn't double to what we were paying. So then we'd go up on strike, we'd make a bit more money.
Yeah.
We'd get more holidays, because at the time we weren't having much holidays. So that's what we used to fight for.
Yeah.
For holidays, which they're letting go again today.
How much holidays did you used to have?
Christmas Day, which was your lot, and you'd have a fortnight in the summer.
Yeah, shut down then.
Shut down.
Yeah.
And that was your lot. I think you used to get a week in October sometimes, and then you started going into September. But that was your lot.
Yeah.
You had no, and your bank holidays, of course, your bank holidays, which weren't so much then.
No. How did the workers get on with the four men and the four women then? Because once somebody had left, say somebody had become a forewoman, would they get a bit up themselves then?
Some of them would, yes. One who's just left now. Yes, they would. Some of them would forget where they come from. You know, forget they'd been on the shop floor.
Because it should make them a better forewoman, really, shouldn't it, if they know what the work is like?
Yes, but no, some of them were quite get on and do it type of thing, or I'll report you. And so some of the girls didn't get on with them after.
Yeah.
I got on with them all, I couldn't get it down what they'd done, but yeah. I mean, that's me.
Yeah.
But some of them I know didn't get on with them, did they? You know?
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a shame. Because it's good luck to them if they can get on and do it, but... You know, try and be fair with people.
Yeah, well, you've got to remember but, where you're from, haven't yeah,
and
you?
You've got to remember that their orders were coming from above as well.
Yeah.
Because like I'm saying, I didn't at one point myself.
Yeah.
So my orders were coming from top.
Yeah.
And I was only giving what I had been told to tell them.
Yeah.
So...
You've talked about accidents.
Yeah.
You were saying you had to pay for the gloves, but you got the
money back. Yeah.
Can you remember any of the rules and regulations? I know as far as, you know, health and safety wasn't as strong then.
No.
Can you remember any other rules? You had to clock in and clock out.
Oh, you had to clock in and clock out.
Yeah. Was there anything
you
else?
You had to have a pass if you wanted to go out. You had passes, what they call passes.
Yeah. Did you tend to stay there lunchtime then? Because you didn't have much time, did you?
No, half an hour. We'd go... Sometimes you go down to the pub, man. Yeah, I used to go down to the pub because there was no such thing as drinking, and so you'd have a glass of beer or whatever, lager.
Yeah.
And then come back, then be merrier, start up again. Fuck. Oh no, it was pretty easy going.
Yeah.
Get caught in the Christmas time then, and I'd have to jump over the fence to get back in. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, nothing was in.
How would you describe the humour in the factory then? You know, sense of humour and leg pulling.
Good banter. Yeah. Good banter. We did have some good... Some couldn't take it, man. You know, you'd have some crying and... Or get on with it.
Would they be the younger ones or what? Or just...
No. I don't know.
What type of leg pulling would there be? Playing practical jokes?
Practical jokes, yeah. They do that. Because somebody welded my pliers to the table. I went to get my pliers and I thought, what's wrong here? You know, things
they
like that.
Wicked,
yeah, they were wicked when I was working more.
Yeah.
We did have some fun.
Yeah. So what type of person
they put you on the conveyor then. Oh, like Wednesday, they put my friend then on a bloody water fountain, just sit. Shut up. Shove me in a cage. Have a day to go to the toilet, threw me a bucket over. You know, things like that. We used to have good banter.
Yeah.
Really, really good. So, made your day.
Yeah.
And you still had the workout.
Yeah. You were talking earlier about the factory being too hot. Did it get too cold in the winter
as well? Yes, it got too cold in the winter.
Yeah.
Very cold. Because... They changed the heating, I think, four times when I worked there.
Oh, right.
You know, they had like gas fires up on the ceiling. Then they put in this central heating thing that didn't work. Then they'd have to change it. So I think they were spending money hand over fist doing things like that.
Yeah, and nothing worked
really. Nothing worked, no.
It was basically like a big shed then.
Yeah, of course it was, yeah.
Yeah. What were the facilities like then, like the canteen and the toilets and everything?
Well, we didn't have a canteen when we started there.
Oh, didn't you?
No, no. We used to sit on little ammunition boxes. You kept your overall in there, your shield in there and your tools. And that was your little ammunition box. Because
yeah.
You had no lockers and nothing. And then that was your sit-down then for your breaks. You used to have your thing. There was a canteen, mine.
Yeah.
They had a canteen, but that was outside the factory. But the time you'd walked up there, your half an hour was gone.
Yeah. So what did you do then? Did you take a packed lunch or something?
Sandwiches or something you take.
Yeah. Did they play music or something for you?
They did at one time. They did start and then they stopped and then they started back then. When I first started there, you were having music like for 2 hours a day.
Yeah. What, the radio then?
The radio was on throughout the factory, you know. But then they stopped it, then they brought it back then at one time, didn't they?
Why did they stop it then?
Oh, because it was interfering, supposed to be, with your work.
Oh.
Because the rules started changing.
In what way?
Yeah, or they started getting bitchy about things, you know.
Oh.
Yes, certain things, and they start.
Why is that then? To show who the boss was?
To show who the boss was, yes. I'm boss, you do as I told.
Yeah.
You're told. Well, I used to tell him, if you can do this job, I'll do it after you.
Yeah.
But no, I couldn't do that. Never done the job. So who are you to tell me how to do it then? You know?
Yeah. Did things change then when it stopped being piecework and you had a flat rate then, is it?
Well, some found it better, but others found it hard. Didn't they?
You know, say why?
Yeah.
They were cheating.
Because they were flogging. A lot of them used to flog at one time. Say they didn't. But you couldn't blame them then because they were doing the work and it was hard work at that time.
Yeah.
So say they didn't 50, they'd book in 75.
Yeah. Didn't they suss that out?
No, listen, no, I'm going to be in court over this now.
No, you're not.
They were bloody thick in those days.
Yeah. And that's what they used to do with. It was. And then when the other part of the factory then were the goody-goodies,
yeah,
they found it harder then because they had already, you know,
yeah,
they weren't doing so much flogging, as they call it.
Very fun. Can you hear me in that if I say it?
Yeah.
Are you gonna, I can't, I bet if I don't say it.
Yeah.
No, you went buyout on the seats, didn't
you? Yeah, very biased on that. That's what I was saying, that we were very unionised down there.
Right, on the seats.
On the seats, and on the pressure.
And when we went, weekly rate.
Yeah, with, like my husband, now he was packing glass wool.
Yeah.
And it was a dangerous job because...
Well, that gets into your hands.
It goes up into your lungs and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I was working with it because I had to take the work off them to do.
Yeah.
And I was welding, which it was more thing for me because I was covered in it.
Yeah.
So they sold out their piecework. They sold out their rates. Well, they had a couple of £100 for it.
Yeah.
But I was still, well, I had to do it. You know what I mean? And that's how it used to go on, little things, little bitchy things.
Yeah. But shouldn't a manager have been able to sort that out? Or weren't they aware of little...
They had to go through the union.
Oh, right.
Because if anything like that happened, the union would be the middleman.
Yeah. Were the union in a difficult position then, do you think, sometimes?
No. The union were the bosses at that time. Because, I mean, it was... The union was strong, very strong at that time.
Yeah.
So I think it was the union that told the management, and told you, mine.
But do you think that damaged things at all?
No.
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 Because people today... tend to say that unions were too strong back then. Would you disagree with that?
No, not really. No, because today you haven't got a union.
No.
You haven't got a union today because, like I said, I went on the union and you were told, don't make too much fuss. You know, you've got to which I didn't want to do because, I mean, like I told you, I'm very unionised.
Yeah.
I was very militant at that time then. But, so I couldn't...
Why did you feel like that then? Did you feel that people...
I thought that...
Take advantage?
Taking advantage of other people.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
So where's that come from in you then, do you think?
I don't know, whether it's come from my own background.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because my father wasn't working, I think. Maybe because I was taking the mick out of something at one time. Oh, your father's not working, you can't have this. And I thought, well, I bloody will have it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Have I made you stronger then?
I think so.
Yeah.
Eddie. Oh, again, I can never drop a cork out of my throat. I'm hoarse now.
We nearly finished.
Love to take that off. Haven't you got any in there?
Yes, because I got another.
I'll just ask you a bit now. You said, you know, when you went there, you met your husband there. So did that work then with both of you being in working in the same place and knowing the same people? Do you think that made you stronger?
Oh, yes, because we used to go out with couples.
Yeah.
You know, they just... sorry. The couples that I'd met there,
yeah.
Well, we used to go to them, like if you had a car, you'd go to them couple,
yeah.
And they say, well, you come now to this, and we all used to go to the Morris Motors Club in a gang,
yeah.
You know, and it was good. You'd fall out now and again with some of them, mine.
Yeah, well, you do when you're close,
but it
you?
Wouldn't. But it wouldn't be for long, you know, no. You could make up.
Yeah.
You wouldn't stay angry with somebody, because I can't, I've got to.
Make up.
Either you like me or you don't like me.
Yeah.
Like I say, I make a good friend, but I'm a damn horrible enemy. So don't make an enemy.
Scared of it.
Yeah. No, but that's the way I'm getting at, isn't it?
Yeah.
You either make a friend of me or don't.
Yeah. Was there much quarrelling there then? Because working side by side.
Oh, Christ,
people...
I. Oh, yes, you have quarrels.
Yeah. What about?
About the work.
About the work.
About people doing the. Oh, you're doing that overtime. Overtime was a big thing there.
Yeah. What, that some people have been given a chance...
to get up more overtime than others.
But did some people exploit their power a bit then? Because if you've got overtime to give, right, you've got power then, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, of course you have.
Yeah.
So I think they used to. Because at one time it was just, you were told, well, you're working on tonight. Well, you do it, you know, if you could.
Yeah.
But if you couldn't then, and they'd make a fuss about it,
yeah.
It was either do it or we'll give it to somebody else for the rest of the week then.
Oh, like...
You know?
Yeah.
So you used to try and take it if you could take it.
How many days a week did you work?
5, but you used to get Saturday in. There was no Sundays at one time, was there?
No.
Later on, Sundays came.
Yeah. And how many breaks would you have then?
Oh, when I first started there, you used to get your breakfast and your dinner. I don't think you had a break after that, because like I say, you could smoke, have a cup of tea on the job.
Yeah. So did they bring it round? Did they bring the tea
No,
round?
You had a tea machine there.
Oh, right.
Yeah, when they first brought the tea machines in.
Yeah. Talked about holidays. Did you ever go on holiday with people from work?
Yes, we still do.
Oh, do you?
Yes. We still do it. Yes, we've done it for years.
Where did you go?
Butlins we went in the first, starting off.
Yeah.
Then we went to Spain.
You've got to get on well with people to work and go on
holidays.
Go on
holidays with, yeah. But I tell you what, I'm still friends with mine now, after some of them 30 odd years.
Yeah.
40 years.
Yeah.
So.
You understand each other then?
Yeah. Well, you're more like family.
Yeah.
You're more like family than your own family. Do you get me?
Yeah. We talked a bit about Christmas at the factory before. Did people decorate and stuff?
Oh, yes. We had a good atmosphere. We used to decorate all the machines. That had to stop because of health and safety.
Oh,
but we used to do everything. We used to put little little bells and things on and streamers up. We used to do it pretty, didn't we?
So the last...
The copper that was there,
right? make our own decorations.
The last working day before Christmas was the best one then, was it?
Oh, yes.
So what
time... that was your only day off.
Yeah.
Christmas was your only day off.
So what time would work stop on that day?
Well, you wouldn't start.
Oh.
So that's why we had an extra day, really, because you used to go in by seven, up at seven, I think it was. Yeah, seven at one time, I can remember it's seven. But then I think from up at seven, then you'd work until about up at eight, and then you'd start drinking then at 9 o'clock. We opened the bars then. They used to take firkins in and all the boys did. Oh, and we'd have a party then. Foreman come round, you can't do this, give us a drink. You know, that's what they were, it was brilliant.
Yeah. So well, targets didn't matter on that day?
No, you'd already done your work for it anyway.
Oh, right.
See, that's what I'm saying, you used to book in.
Yeah.
Now, say you'd done 400 the day before, 200 was for that day and 200 was for Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And you used to book it in then.
Yeah.
So according to them, you still done your work.
Can you tell me a bit more about the social activities in the club? Because you had like a club house then, didn't
yeah.
you? Yeah.
Well, it was in the canteen when I first started, then it went to the club.
Yeah.
But in the canteen we used to have our dances and things.
So what type of thing? Would you have bands and stuff or...?
Yes, I think we did have a band there a few times. And then it was more like a record, what do you call it?
Yeah, like a disco.
Disco, but it wasn't disco then, was
yeah.
it? It was
yeah.
Man and a record just to win.
So at Christmas time, was there a children's Christmas party there?
No, we used to have a pantomime for them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we used to have a pantomime. I think it was in the January, I think they used to do it.
Oh, they used to take them to the
pantomime. Well, give you tickets to
yeah.
take them. You used to take them.
Yeah. Oh,
you'd have tickets to take them to... And the old age used to get something out of them.
Yeah.
Now they don't have nothing.
Oh.
Bugger all. Nobody gets anything out of them now. That's how bad it's gone.
So who used to go to the club then? Couples or
singles?
Because
yeah.
that's a good way to get to know people.
That's what I'm saying, about carrying on just now.
That's a good way to get to know people who aren't on your section.
Section, yeah.
But what if you were on a section, you were stuck with certain people? Because you can get odd buggers sometimes, can't you?
Oh, yes. If you didn't like them, you'd have to...
Lump it.
Oh. But like I'm saying, you couldn't hear them talking anyway unless you looked at them. So I mean, you used to ignore them if you didn't, what you call it. And you weren't being ignorant then. So you'd be wedding, they'd be talking. And you think, oh, well, they can't hear me anyway. And I can't hear them.
Right, we're just summing up now. We're nearly finished. Mm-hmm. Were there any sports teams there?
Yes, you had shooting. I was a member of a shooting club there. And we used to do it down in the Tears place, down in Llanelli. There was darts there, I'd done darts. We had knockouts, it's a knockout.
So where would that be held?
It's a knockout, it was in the fields in Ballinvaughan.
Oh, right, yeah.
They had pageants there. I never went to one of them though, beauty pageants.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, they used to do a bit of everything then. It was...
So there was a Miss Morris Motors, a Miss Lady.
Yes, yeah. Because, what do you call it, was one, was she? Elaine was an attendant or somebody.
It was a big thing.
On the newspaper the other day.
It was a big thing. Before I started, Yvonne,
yeah.
They used to have Miss Llanelli and Miss Morris Motors in the Llanelli Carnival.
Yeah.
They used to have two lorries, the maintenance.
We used to do Christmas lorries. Well, they've done them. It's recently mine.
Yeah.
Carnival lorries, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, they used to be very social at one time.
Yeah.
But I think it's going down. I don't think they got anything now.
That's a shame,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah. Well, even the youngsters don't come to the club with us these days.
Where do they go then?
You tell me.
People don't go out as much.
No,
as
they don't. No.
So, did you enjoy working at the factory?
Yes, I did. I did enjoy it. I enjoyed the company. The work was heavy, like I say, but you got on and done it. And certain jobs I'd enjoy, but when I finished up, I was doing heavy work.
Yeah.
I was doing big radiators, so I think if I hadn't finished, it would have finished me.
Yeah. Can you just go over your dates with me again? You started when you were 17, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, 1967.
And you worked then until you were pregnant with the first
Christopher,
one,
yeah, only one I had. Only
yeah.
One. 1971. I went back in 1972-73 in between, because Christopher was a year and a bit.
Was that part-time then?
Part-time I'd done for 5 years.
Yeah.
Then I went full-time. Then they made us redundant. Then I went back full time then, and I worked full time for 5 years as a temp.
Oh, right. It was a temporary contract.
Yeah. That's why I was fighting against it, and I fought against it.
Yeah.
I think that's how they kept me so long. So I worked for 5 years, then I went on full time then.
How long were the contracts then? If it was a temporary contract, did they just keep on renewing the same way?
There was no such thing as time on it.
Oh.
Now there is, mine.
Yeah.
They got a year, I think it is, a year's contract now.
I'm sure what it is now.
But
you dropped it down when you were 2 years.
Yeah.
And you fought for it.
Yes.
You can't plan anything unless you know how long you're going to be on the job.
They finish you off like a week before the 2 years.
And yes, and then they start you back then. A week after then, or the day after.
Yeah.
You know, very unfair like that they were.
Yeah.
And if they didn't like your face, like I say, I was 2 jobs here. And they didn't like my face.
But they kept on having you back. They must have liked you.
Well, because of the work.
Yeah.
They knew that I knew the work.
Yeah.
Because I started jobs there and I finished them.
Yeah.
You know, they'd call me and say, I was doing the princess car at one time, which was a very heavy seat. Started it off. They went to finish it up then because they were sending it to another company.
Yeah.
Oh, will you come and finish them for me? Suckabee, I used to go. That type of thing, you know?
Yeah. So when did you finish eventually then?
2006.
So how did you feel about...
When I had an accident before I finished.
Oh, right.
I slipped. I hit my leg. I was taken to hospital. Carried out on a stretcher. Never knew I'd be doing that, though. And that's how I finished then, and I had my redundancy, which they weren't willing to give me. But I had my redundancy
then. Why weren't they willing? Because you've been on a temporary contract?
No, because... No, I was full-time this time. Oh, I'd done 20 years.
Yeah.
Full-time then.
Right.
So they were afraid not to give it to me because I told them I'd take them to court.
Oh, right.
But they couldn't stop it anyway because, I mean, I'd put in for it to do something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm going to be young for this.
No, you're not. Don't you?
It'll
be fine.
No, you're saying the title. Oh, no, my voice is
it's a matter.
It's not what you're saying.
It's not it's not like
you can. There's more things happen to Yvonne than me there because I was staying in the same place.
Yeah, yeah. Very boring.
Only 2 jobs I ever went on there.
So you finished, was it because of your leg or were you ready to go anyway?
No, I was going to finish anyway. Yeah, I put in for my redundancy.
Right.
But I only put in to see because everybody was finishing.
Yeah.
But when I fell, I'd put the tin lid on it.
Yeah.
I thought I couldn't work after that anyway.
No.
You know, because I did have a...
About 2 months before we finished, before I finished.
Yeah, because I had a big bang.
What just struck me, right, talking to a lot of women now, is that they have worked close with other women, and sometimes one event sticks in the mind, like something they experience the same time as somebody else, like... One of the girls up in the valley, she said she remembers hearing about Aber Van, that type of thing.
Oh, right,
or,
yeah.
Another one was much older than you, but she remembered hearing the Queen getting married on the radio. They stopped the factory and they played it on the radio for everybody to listen to, the down tools. Is there anything, any event that comes to mind when you think about the factory, a particular day or anything like that?
No, not really.
No.
The only thing they put in the factory on the tannoy was when, what's his name?
Well, Terry Griffiths.
Terry Griffiths.
We were listening to Terry Griffiths winning his championship.
His wife was working...
Lynn was working there at the time.
Yeah.
That's only one thing, we remember that.
Oh, right.
There's nothing else, no. Something coming over the tannoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they never...
Oh, do you remember a visit by anybody? You know, there was
no, nobody would have called it.
And only the Japanese coming round. And one of them went
but
to pick...
But that's normally a bad sign, isn't it?
And one of them went to pick up... What do you call them? They call them things, no men. They're red hot when you soldered them. And they stay red hot for a long time. And he went to pick it up and I went to tell him and I thought, oh, too late. Off, I said, off. I said, off, bye. Burnt his bloody hands, they were stuck to him.
No. Did he scream?
Eh?
Did he scream?
Yes, in Japanese.
So what were they, when were they coming round before they took it over? Do you know, did you know why they were coming round?
No.
No.
No, it was all...
Because I heard the same thing. Do you know, I was talking to a girl who worked in Slimmer and Lampeter, and she was saying, people started coming round.
Yeah.
And it's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign, no. Because when they did...
And saying, can we watch you working, that type of thing.
And employing a couple of them. I remember them employing one chap. Because I never forget telling him, and he used to smoke a cigarette, as if it was the last cigarette for his for his life, you know. And I tell him, boy, if you suck that in anymore, you're going to choke on it. And then he came to work with a collar on. He must have hurt himself, I'll never forget it. I said, that fag nearly killed you, didn't it? You know. And he looked good after you.
Right, to finish then, how would you sum up your time in the factory?
Good. Good, really enjoyed it. I enjoyed my work there.
Yeah.
Enjoyed my time there, enjoyed my friends there, everything. Enjoyed the management sometimes, mine. Because
yeah.
Like I say, I'd have good banter with some of them.
What am I going to ask now? Oh, I've forgotten. So if you haven't worked there, do you know, do you have an idea what else you might have done or where else you might have gone? Because you wouldn't have met your husband.
Might have been a prostitute. Might have, you know, would have been easier. Wouldn't it? Lay back and take it for wheels. Wouldn't it?
Piecework.
Piecework. Which piece do you want? Yeah. No, you never know, wouldn't it?
No, you never know. But you wouldn't have met your husband.
No,
then.
I wouldn't have. No. Oh, God, this is a shame.
Yvonne, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.
Oh, say something else.
We were doing a bench seat and I used to tell this chap now, and he's, oh, he's a character. So I used to weld half the bench and he was supposed to be doing the other half.
Yeah.
So he'd be chatting with her to somebody now. So right, I could see him chatting, so I'd carry on doing the bench now, I'd finished it. So I'd say to Viv at the end of the shift, now have you finished yet, Viv? No, he'd say, I have. No, we didn't have his work all the day, right? And I'm still behind, so you work that out.
Yeah.
So I used to do it anyway. It was, he was so comic, I don't know if Viv Stevens said.
Oh,
and that's one banter I always have with him now. Then I burnt my tit, because the spark went down. I came back from the thing, and he had a pair of tits on the thing with a flame on them. But that's what I'm saying, good banter with them.
Yeah.
Well, if I could tell you some stories, I'd be here all day. I'd be here all day. Wouldn't I? I'd be here all day, as I can tell some bloody good stories.